Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 18 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. I'm sorry if the sound quality is a little different, because I'm not in Moscow now. I'm visiting my parents in Omsk again, so it might be a little worse than usual. Anyway, today's episode is about Chernobyl, and I'm recording it because one of my listeners asked me about it. David, hey, it's for you. And don't forget that if you're interested in any particular subject or you want to learn more about anything in Russia, feel free to contact me. My email is realrussianclub@gmail.com, so let me know if you want me to record something special. Okay, now let's jump right to the content. Chernobyl, городок в 80 километрах от Киева. Именно здесь, 26 апреля 1986 года, произошел взрыв на атомной электростанции, который вошел в историю как крупнейшая техногенная катастрофа. Интерес к этой теме до сих пор колоссальный. Десятки фильмов и сотни статей посвящены Чернобылю. На основе фотографий из зоны отчуждения сделаны компьютерные игры. Давайте обсудим несколько самых распространенных вопросов. Вопрос первый. Сколько человек пострадали от аварии? По официальной статистике, в первый год было зарегистрировано более 638 тысяч человек. Из них 187 тысяч – ликвидаторы и 389 тысяч – жители близлежащих областей. Последствиями стали лучевая болезнь, лейкемия и рак щитовидной железы, особенно среди детей и подростков. Второй вопрос. Действительно ли на территории встречаются мутанты? Мировая наука 60 лет изучала появление генетических дефектов вследствие радиации. Слухи о генетических последствиях Чернобыльской катастрофы сильно преувеличены. Зона вокруг Чернобыля больше напоминает природный заповедник, где бродят лоси, олени, волки, лисы. Биологи их изучали и не нашли ни одного двухголового или треххвостого. And that was it for the text. Now let's try to translate it and find some interesting vocabulary. So the first sentence. Chernobyl – городок в 80 километрах от Киева. Chernobyl is a town located in 80 kilometers from Kyiv. Именно здесь 26 апреля произошел взрыв на атомной электростанции. On 26 April 1986, the explosion at the nuclear power plant happened there. Here I want you to pay attention to the word именно. Именно здесь. Actually, I don't know how to translate it correctly. It can be translated as precisely, so, namely, and basically it doesn't mean anything. It just emphasizes that exactly here. For example, you want to live in some certain place, so you can say «Именно здесь я хочу жить». That's where I want to live. So there happened that terrible explosion. And the second part of the sentence was «Который вошел в историю как крупнейшая техногенная катастрофа». Which will go down in history as the biggest technogenic catastrophe. Here you see the phrase «вошел в историю», «войти в историю». It means the people will remember it years and years after. And also it means to become famous, to become popular if you're speaking about some person. What about examples? Well, imagine that something very important happened today. So you can say that this day will go down in history. Этот день войдет в историю. Like, this day will be remembered. This day will go down in history. Okay, the next sentence. Интерес к этой теме до сих пор колоссальный. There is still a colossal interest to this subject. Or in this subject. Well, people are still interested in this anyway. The next sentence.
Десятки фильмов и сотни статей посвящены Чернобылю.
Dozens of movies and hundreds of books are dedicated to Chernobyl. Here you see that in Russian we say десятки. Десять means ten, so we call it tens of movies or anything else. And in English you say dozens. Okay, the next sentence.
На основе фотографий из зоны отчуждения сделаны компьютерные игры.
Computer games are based on the pictures from Chernobyl exclusion zone. First, I want to talk about this word «на основе». You might have met this word in my extra episode, which I sent via email if you subscribe on my website, about Hatyn village. There was the phrase «положен в основу». So here is the same «на основе». It means that something is based on something. Like a movie can be based on some book. For example, this movie is based on the book.
Этот фильм снят на основе книги.
Like Lord of the Rings or, I don't know, Harry Potter, Great Gatsby. So first comes the book and then the movie.
Фильм на основе книги.
And what else in this sentence?
Зона отчуждения.
Exclusion zone. It was like 30 kilometers around that place. It was poisoned by radiation. And even nowadays, there are almost no people there. I guess it's around 700, and most of them are people who work there. So there is a huge empty zone, like in movies. You know how they show all those trees growing through houses and something like that. Really, when people go away, the nature comes back. And that's what you can see there now. Okay, the next paragraph.
Давайте обсудим несколько самых распространенных вопросов.
Let's discuss several most common questions. The adjective распространенный we already discussed in episode number 13, I guess. And it means common, most popular. So here, most frequently asked questions.
Самые распространенные вопросы. Вопрос первый.
Question number one.
Сколько человек пострадали от аварии?
How many people were harmed by this accident?
По официальной статистике, в первый год было зарегистрировано более 638 тысяч человек.
According to official statistics, 638,000 of people were registered.
Из них 187 тысяч – ликвидаторы.
187,000 of them were liquidators.
И 389 тысяч – жители близлежащих областей.
And 389,000 were inhabitants of the regions nearby.
Близлежащие области.
You see this adjective близлежащий. It comes from two words.
Лежать близко. Близлежащий.
It means that something is close, like something is located near some place. Okay, the next sentence.
Последствиями стали лучевая болезнь, лейкемия и рак щитовидной железы, особенно среди детей и подростков.
The aftermaths were radiation sickness, ARS, leukemia and thyroid cancer, especially among teenagers and children. The main problem there is that, as usual, human life meant nothing in the USSR, and the government preferred to keep it a secret, to hide it, and some people had no idea how dangerous it was there. So they kept to live how they used to live, and they gave to their children milk from the cows. And of course, that milk was already poisoned, so it was the reason for thyroid cancer. Okay, the next sentence.
Второй вопрос. Question number two. Действительно ли на территории встречаются мутанты?
Are there really mutants on the territory? Here you see the verb встречаться. You might already know it as to meet someone. Встречать кого-то. But here, of course, it doesn't mean that mutants go there and meet each other. No. It means that they are there.
Там встречаются мутанты. There are mutants.
For example, you want to say that there are many alcoholics in Russia. So you can say,
в России встречается много алкоголиков.
Which is obviously true. In Russia, there are many alcoholics. And also, this verb means to date someone.
Встречаться с кем-то.
For example, you are dating a Russian girl.
Я встречаюсь с русской девушкой.
I'm dating a Russian girl. But here, in this question, I ask, are there really mutants there?
Действительно ли там встречаются мутанты?
And the next sentence answers.
Мировая наука 60 лет изучала появление генетических дефектов вследствие радиации.
World science has been studying the appearance of genetic defects after radiation for 60 years. You know, starting with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the terrible event. And it's been more than 60 years already. So, the next sentence.
Слухи о генетических последствиях Чернобыльской катастрофы сильно преувеличены.
The talks about genetic after effects of Chernobyl catastrophe are greatly exaggerated. I'm sure if you ever heard of Chernobyl, you already saw those weird pictures with two-headed cows, with huge tomatoes and everything. Apparently they are all fake, so don't trust them. And the next sentence.
Зона вокруг Чернобыля больше напоминает природный заповедник, где бродят лоси, олени, волки, лисы.
The zone around Chernobyl looks like a nature reserve, where elks, deer, wolves, foxes wander around, or walk around.
Бродят. Бродят лоси.
So you see, зона, zone, pretty much the same. So it looks like park for animals now. And it's really creepy, you know, all those big houses and amusement parks, and they're completely empty. Only animals walking around. Seriously, like in some movie. Okay, we're coming to the last sentence of this text, and here it is.
Биологи их изучали и не нашли ни одного двухголового или треххвостого.
Biologists studied them and didn't find a single one with two heads or three tails. You see, here are two adjectives.
Двухголовый
means две головы with two heads. And
треххвостый.
It means that три хвоста, three tails. And that was it for the text. I highly recommend you to read more about it because really it's the most disastrous nuclear event in human history. But actually it was not the only one in the Soviet Union. Something like that happened also in late 40s and early 50s in Urals, in Chelyabinsk. I was there like a week ago. My whole family comes from there. And you know, we still have problems with health after that. My mom has cancer. And I'm having problems with thyroid. Thank goodness it's not that serious. But they say it comes from radiation. And unfortunately, again, Soviet government just pretended that nothing happened. And from there, people were not even evacuated. Government was completely silent. And only in 90s, yes, I guess in 90s, it was not top secret anymore, and everyone was just shocked with the truth. So those regions in Urals are still not safe completely. Oh, I'm so sorry. Last time I promised that this episode would be more optimistic, and it turned out to be sad again. I'm sorry. So something positive in the ending, at least. Thank you very much for your reviews. I'm very happy to read them. And thank you for subscribing to my channel on YouTube. I hope to upload some useful videos too, not just podcast. And speaking about podcast, it's been 20,000 downloads. I'm very happy because I didn't know any advertisement at all. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't tell anyone. So people just keep finding me by themselves. It's great. So don't forget to share with your friends. If someone's learning Russian, I'll be very happy to see them among my listeners. Okay, I've been talking way too much again. That was it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye.